USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Fiona has made landfall in southwestern Puerto Rico. It happened at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the National Hurricane Center. Governor Pedro Pierluisi wrote on Facebook that all of Puerto Rico has lost electricity. Forecasters expected historic rainfall that would produce landslides and heavy flooding. Some isolated areas were to get up to 25 inches of rain. President Biden approved an emergency declaration for the Commonwealth Sunday morning. The president has joined his contemporaries from other countries in London ahead of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral on Monday. He paid his respects to the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall and signed the book of condolence. The countdown has begun on when the miles-long queue is expected to close to the public. Wait times to see the Queen are now down to 10 hours, officials advising people to stay home to avoid disappointment. The discovery of hundreds of graves in a town recently liberated by Ukrainian troops has prompted a call for an international tribunal over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Officials in Ukraine believe that war crimes have been committed in Izium, where 59 bodies have been exhumed so far, with more expected at the edge of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says investigators had discovered new evidence of torture used against the people in the town located in the Kharkiv region. A former Trump administration spokeswoman who is running for governor in her home state is on the mend following cancer surgery.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is revealing she had undergone surgery to remove her thyroid after a cancer diagnosis. The former White House press secretary and now Republican nominee for governor of Arkansas said in a statement her doctor ordered a biopsy for an area of concern this month, with the test revealing the cancer. She said the surgery was successful, and she is now cancer-free.
Tim Berg reporting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Attorneys are exploring legal options for the Venezuelan migrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Lawyers for civil rights stated that their clients were induced to board airplanes and cross state lines under false pretenses, and that it was only when the flight was in midair that they were informed that they would be heading to Martha's Vineyard rather than Boston. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he activated up to 125 members of the National Guard to help the state's emergency management agency in its relief efforts. For his part, DeSantis says he intends on spending all $12 million that was set aside in the state budget to relocate illegal immigrants out of his state. DeSantis is up for re-election this year, but another governor wants to help unseat him.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has revealed that he is willing to give $100,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' midterm opponent in a tweet posted by Newsom, making the objectives clear. Quote, time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Woman King tops the weekend box office, taking in $19 million. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out your top five. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.